Robin leaps over a branch and down a steep, leafy slope in Sherwood Forest. He scrambles up another slope and turns to those following him.
Get down.
John, settle.
Where's Much?
No.
Hey! Oh, right up my sword!
Much winces in pain. Below, Alan leads a band of men.
Mercenaries. Fitting to see Alan's at the head, eh? The sheriff must be stepping up his plans. There's a regiment's worth of food there. That'll feed Loxley for the whole winter. Come on.
Robin leads his gang away. On the trail below, a skittish Alan waves his mercenaries on, glancing about all the while. Robin and co. sneak up behind the last few mercenaries, and Little John dispatches them with his staff. Robin then leaps on the back of the supply cart and scurries over the roof to the front, and mercenary at the reins. And kicks him off before he has time to alert anyone up ahead. The rest of the mercenaries march on through Sherwood and are completely unaware when Robin guides the cart in a different direction at a fork in the trail. He smirks and shakes his head. The gang unload the supplies at the outlaw's food store.
It's all right, lads. We'll be done soon.
There's enough here to feed an army, Robin.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. Something big's happening and we need to be ready.
A tall, blonde-haired man in a mask punches Much and sets upon Robin with a staff, while several other guards tackle the gang. Robin's assailant raises his staff over Robin, but then hesitates.
Robin!
Robin kicks him to the ground, brings a knife to his throat and unmasks him.
Grant!
I have a message from the king.
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Starring Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. With Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, and Angelique Jay. Written by Simon J. Ashford, Episode 11, Treasure of the Nation. An illustrated parchment.
This is it. The King's message.
You're hard men to find. We've been wandering this infernal forest for days.
Oh, still. You might have announced yourselves a little less violently.
Huh? And this. An eye looking down upon a king. It could mean anything. The king gave you no more clues. Who's the contract?
A wool merchant goes by the name of Paxton. He awaits us.
Robin's men unload the cart.
The king was insistent we complete this mission by Midsummer's Day.
And what are we looking for?
Thesaurus Petrii.
That's Latin for treasure of the nation.
She speaks Latin. What a woman.
Oi.
Little John has Legrand's staff.
Thanks.
He eyes it with envy as it's larger than his own and studded. Robin puzzles over the parchment. The mercenaries raid Loxley village. Alan's amongst them and Gisborne, who doesn't look pleased.
Hey, hold on.
Where are the supplies? These men are tired and angry and we have no food for them. Tell me this is some kind of a joke.
Look, I think I know where it is, all right? There's a food store Robin used to use near Nettleston. He used to keep the food there in the winter.
And you've just remembered this?
Yeah.
Convenient. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
I am sick and tired of being made to look like a fool by you and your friends when
you are in on their secrets.
What secrets?
You know what I'm talking about. You're going to tell me everything now.
Look, you know about Robin. The rest are just peasants like...
Tell me!
What's going on?
Marion marches over.
You. Wait here.
Why?
Has the entire village been cleared?
The village has been requisitioned for military purposes, Marion. You shouldn't have come here, not with these men here.
Because I am a woman. How about the women and the children who are being forced out of their homes?
There is nothing I can do. The sheriff has ordered it. No arguments.
Not long ago, you were willing to defy Prince John's men.
Yes. Well, the situation has now changed.
Because the sheriff is back.
Gisborne looks away.
While he was gone, I thought I saw a different side to you, Guy. Kind. Brave. I was mistaken.
She turns from his shameful gaze and walks away.
You and your men should rest, Legrand. 3 days without sleep.
I could go 10 and still run rings around the lot of you.
So, you think the king is collecting treasure?
In his men and equipment to take on the sheriff and Prince John.
That means money. I think he's trying to get his fortune out of the country.
The king's gone to real pains. I mean, 2 messengers, a code, rendezvous on specific days. I think this is bigger than gold and money. I think this plan has been in place for a while.
Well, Midsummer's Day is the day after tomorrow. Doesn't leave us much time.
It's time enough to pay this Paxton a visit. Come on.
Paxton's house. He tools himself up with a series of knives. Alerted by the horse, the bearded Paxton goes to the window. When he returns...
Expecting an army?
You get out of my house now!
Legrand pins Paxton.
What's the password?
Thesaurus Patriae. Thesaurus Patriae.
Nice to meet you, Paxton.
This is Legrand from the King's Private Guard. My name is Robin Hood.
I was afraid you were the sheriff's men. I wanted to be prepared just in case. Sorry. If I'd known it was you.
Do you have the message?
It's been a heavy burden, but an honor to carry it.
He removes a crumpled piece of parchment from his clothing and hands.
What's it mean?
Another illustration, this time of a city in flames. Robin sniffs the parchment with a frown and then scans the room.
Hang on.
Paxton and Legrand watch with interest as Robin brings a lit candle over to the table they've gathered around. He then holds the parchment over it.
What are you doing? You're burning him!
He knows exactly what he's doing.
You see? Zafir. It's an element used in alchemy. It only reveals itself when you apply heat.
Very clever.
A series of black marks appear on both parchments. Robin holds them up.
Might be clever. Still doesn't look like anything.
Alan busts into the outlaw's food store.
What did I tell you? It's all in here.
Marion sneaks through the forest nearby. Alan picks up a heavy sack of supplies and carries it out to Gisborne.
We used to bring stuff we'd stolen here. Grain or whatever for the poor.
Good. Bring everything.
Right, you lot. Get it all back in the wagon.
No, it's a star map, I'm telling you. Look, Jack. That's the moon. This is the night sky, and those are the stars.
No much. They don't work that way. Wrong shape.
Yeah, that's not a moon anyway. It's a sun, if anything.
Right. What if the dots make a circle? Eh?
A circle.
Hang on.
Robin puts one parchment over another.
Right, good. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, look, it could be a building. Each dot represents a foundation stone and the sword points to the entrance.
Right, but there's no clue as to what kind of building it is or where. Hold.
I think that might be for you.
Hurry on working. I'll be back.
That signal. Is that a member of the gang? Something like that.
Paxton's left none the wiser. Robin's passing through the forest to meet with Marion, who's waiting on a fallen tree at the top of a steep slope. She watches him with an excited smile.
I'm up here.
He smiles back and joins her. They kiss hungrily.
Mm-hmm.
precious.
She puts her arms around him, and her gaze darkens.
Do you know what's happening in Loxley?
What do you mean?
Gisborne's turned all the villagers out. He's made it a garrison for his mercenaries.
What about the people? Where are the villagers?
In the forest. Or with families from other villages.
Right, well, we'll get food to them.
I can't. Alan told Gisborne about the secret food store and he's taken everything.
What?
But if we move now, we could take the garrison by surprise.
I know, but we can't, not just yet.
Why not?
We've had word from the king, Marion. I promise I'll restore Loxley, but I can't until we complete this mission.
And what are the villagers supposed to do in the meantime?
You know I would go to them if I could. King Richard needs me now more than ever. Hey. We'll be together soon. I promise.
She nods dejectedly, and they share another tender kiss. He then has to tear himself away from her gaze, and she sighs heavily.
And Marion?
Hmm?
Promise me you won't do anything in Loxley alone. Marion!
I promise. I promise I won't do anything.
He heads off.
But the night watchman might.
Little John's made a circle on the ground.
You all right?
Yeah. What are you doing, John?
A circle of stones.
Standing stones, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The standing stones at Hathersage Heath.
Told you'd get it.
Paxton frowns.
Yeah, I'd have got that. No, you wouldn't. Robin, I'll need to leave you now. I'll prepare a ship. Leave tomorrow night from Hull with the treasure.
Thank you, my friend. The king is in your debt. Proud to have been of service.
Right, you lot. To have the chief.
Much looks unsure of himself as they head off. They soon arrive at a circle of large rectangular stones surrounding two central ones on Heathland.
What sort of a place is this?
They move into the stone circle.
It's been here as long as anyone can remember. Some kind of settlement? Or a shrine?
The sword points to that one.
These stones are all perfectly aligned. But what if the sword isn't pointing north? What if it's an instruction to follow this line?
Semicircular grooves worn in the sides of several stones all line up. As Legrand comes over to see, Robin pulls an arrow from his quiver. And takes aim with his bow. They set off across the heath, bathed in sunshine, and upon discovering the arrow in a tree, a stiff wind gusts around them.
What does this mean?
The wind whips up dead leaves and reveals a cave opening.
Hey, oh, hey, John! That must be the way in.
Way in?
For where? Come on!
Robin leads the way down into darkness. Much lights some candles.
Knew these were coming handy. Wait. Come on.
Something I told him just moved.
It was me.
Come on. Keep moving.
Dead end.
Jack runs a candle around the large stone slab, blocking their way ahead.
Wait. That candle's flickering. Fresh air's getting through it. Yeah, I can feel it.
Stand aside.
Legrand moves past a disgruntled little John, sits on his hands and prepares to move the slab.
Legrand, you have nothing to prove, my friend. You'll never move it along.
My boys!
Well, come on!
Two of his men come over.
John, we need your help.
Right.
Move!
Little John accidentally nudges a wall rock, and the slab lifts, revealing a room beyond. A font of the chamber. Shafts of sunlight from above hit the sandy floor in places. Robin and the others move through with an air of caution. The grant to Little John.
I loosened it.
Yeah, right.
There's light getting in from somewhere. And it's getting stronger.
Hey, it's coming from over there. It's almost midday.
I get it.
When it's directly overhead, it should just...
fall on the font. A stone-carved eye is revealed on a wall.
That looks like the eye on the king's message.
Wait, wait!
Le Grand stops trying to remove it.
Follow the line of the eye.
The guys search the opposing wall. Jack reaches into a deep seam.
What is it? What is it?
Yes!
A leathery scroll.
Fine. Thesaurus Patriae.
What is it?
It's another map. It's a cross. It's a Kirkley's.
Sign of the cross of Kirkley's. Kirkley's Abbey.
Kirkley's Abbey. How interesting.
Paxton, you traitor.
Last one there's a rotten egg.
Stop him!
My word.
You.
The light's fading.
Sun's passing over.
Well, what now?
We're trapped.
Assemble the men, we ride immediately.
About the treasure, I deserve a cut for our services rendered.
A cut? Well, yes, if you want a cut, a cut's usually.
The sheriff stabs Paxton in the stomach.
Payment in full. Kirkley's Abbey.
Marion pulls a bandana over the lower half of her face. A mask to cover her eyes, and a hood to complete her night watchman disguise. She then sets off into the military commandeered Loxley. She passes like a shadow between the tents and buildings. A guard tries to track her progress, but she's too quick. And knocks him unconscious. Marion then enters the supply hall. She goes towards a pile of Hessian food sacks, but unwittingly disturbs Alan from his slumber on some supply sacks behind her.
Oh, great. What are you doing here?
Look, you just walk away now, all right? No one needs to know you ever is.
Gisborne comes in.
Guy, I've caught a night watchman.
Alan bashed aside in a sack. Marion then knocks Gisborne's sword out of his hand, but her only escape is locked. A furious Gisborne launches a brutal attack. Hurling his foe onto the table and then sending her sprawling to the floor with a punch to the face.
Let's find out who you really are.
He grabs a poker.
Leave him, he's had enough, guy.
Gisborne shrugs Alan off and gives him a scathing look. Marion shares a fearful glance with Alan before being unmasked.
Not you.
He reels back and hurries out of the hall. Marion lies back. The ground chamber.
We only have a few hours to get to that rendezvous point. And I'm sure Kirkley's Abbey is to the north of the river. Unless it's to the south.
North, south, what does it matter if we die here?
And this rock won't move for anyone.
Little John takes the challenge.
Go on, John.
Ah, you got no hope.
He barges past Le Grand.
Come on, John. Go on.
Spits on his hands and crouches by the slab of rock blocking their exit.
Go on, John.
Come on!
The hulking great boulder starts to rise and the others yell encouragement.
Yes! Go on!
Yes!
John, get it!
I don't believe it!
John gets on all fours and heaves it up further on his back, then crawls through his legs.
Yes!
Yes!
No! No!
Go, go, go!
The others hurry out between his legs.
John, let it go! Come on, John! John, let it go!
Come on!
I can't! If he does, he'll be crushed!
John, push it away! Come on now!
Nothing left!
Legrand steps forward.
A hand?
Little John nods, and Legrand shares the weight so John can edge himself free. They leave the cave.
Jack, take this.
Robin hands her his bow and quiver.
Right, to Kirkley's. The sheriff's gonna get there first. He's gonna get the treasure.
Not if he's going the wrong way.
Well, Kirkley's Abbey, you said it, that's where he's going.
But that's before I looked at the map properly. Look, the cross is on the south side of the river. The Abbey of Kirkley's, the one that we know, is on the north bank.
So we're searching for a church on the south side?
Yeah. But the sheriff doesn't know that. Now we need to hurry. We'll go across country. Avoid the roads, that means running.
This is for the king!
Little John and Legrand have each other's staff.
Hey!
The sheriff's killed Paxton.
With newfound respect, they exchange staffs, share a manly handshake, and embrace. Then they catch up with the others and on past the standing stones. The sheriff's displeased.
Where is the treasure? It's not at Kirkley's. So you find me a church, and you find it now!
Robin leads his band through Sherwood at a pace, but the sheriff has men on horseback. Robin's gang traverse dense forests and steep slopes. Marion to Alan at the hall in Loxley.
Help me. Distract them long enough so that I can get into the forest.
This place is surrounded.
Please. We have to do something.
I don't have to do anything. I'm sorry, if I mess up with Gisborne now, I've got nothing left, Marion.
Well, I could talk to Robin for you.
You don't get it, do you? Even if I wanted to go back, I couldn't. It's too late. I've helped you wherever I can, Marion. You know that, but this...
Gisborne enters with a dark frown.
A year ago, I put this dagger into the Night Watchman's side. Show me.
He strides towards Marion. She shifts awkwardly and, avoiding his gaze, lifts her clothing to reveal a lengthy scar just above her right hip. He studies it, holding the dagger point close to the wound.
Prepare the prisoner. We return to Nottingham. I've sent word to the sheriff that we've captured the Night Watchman.
Guy.
You do not speak to me.
He marches out. At Barnsdale Church...
Why would the king trust something so precious to a place like this?
That map must be playing tricks again.
This is the only church south of the river.
I don't know. I think this might be the right place.
There's a chamber up ahead.
Wait.
A hooded figure kneels before a candlelit altar in a shaft of light. As Robin and the others edge forward cautiously, the figure gets up and turns to them. It's a woman wearing a crown and an orange crushed velvet dress.
Your Majesty.
I know you. Queen Eleanor of Aquitaine.
The Queen Mother.
She wears a stoic expression as they kneel before her.
Thesaurus Patriae. You're the treasure of the nation.
Why such formality, Robin of Locksley? I thought we were friends. You're late, Robin.
Apologies, Your Majesty. We ran into a few problems.
But you're meant to be in France.
No wonder you've taken so long to find me, Legrand, if that's where you've been looking. My son, Prince John, invited me to spend Christmas with him. Festive celebrations entailed locking me in the tower of Pontefract Castle.
So Prince John announces your allegiance to him, secures the army of Aquitaine to fight against King Richard.
But you're the Queen Mother.
Less of the mother, thank you. So, you are Robin Hood's famous outlaws. It appears you have been doing most of the work for my son, King Richard. And who is this?
This is Jack from the Holy Land, Your Majesty.
Interesting. You're a long way from home, Jack. Why did you choose this particular battle here?
It chose me, Your Majesty. I fight here with my friends.
I should like to know you better.
I'm much, Your Majesty.
He kisses her hand.
And this is,
Will.
Will.
Of course. But who is this fellow?
This, Your Majesty, is Little John.
Little? I can't believe there's a part of you that's little. I need a man like you around the castle in Aquitaine. We will talk later.
Behind me, Your Majesty! It's time to leave!
That's the only way out of here!
Here we go again!
Provision has been made for all eventualities. This leads directly to Barnsdale Forest. Perhaps you would do the honor, you, Big Bear.
The floor slab.
Stop banging, you blithering oafs!
The sheriff. The Queen pinches John's bum.
There is no escape! My men are all over the forest.
You're too late, Sheriff! This treasure is ours!
Oh. And what a national treasure it is.
Who is that man?
Sheriff of Nottingham, love the dress. You'd better come with me.
What? So you can hold her to ransom in the tower? I don't think so.
That man is a sworn enemy of the state, and especially your son, Prince John.
Alas, one can choose one's friends, but not one's family. You and John deserve each other.
Oh. Then, alas, you shall never leave England alive.
Are you always this odious? Or have you just practiced for me?
Oh, you haven't seen the half of it. Open this door!
Let's go.
Open the door!
Oh, my. What strong arms you have.
Stone!
Eleanor smiles at Little John as he helps her escape. Marion has been taken to Nottingham Castle. She peers out a window to see the hangman's gallows being erected in the courtyard. Alan enters her chamber with Gisborne, who's carrying a meal on a tray.
Please.
Don't link with Robin Hood, an outlaw. I warned you, the sentence would be death.
I was the night watchman years before Robin returned.
Don't take me for a fool. It all fits. The way that you behaved with me, your little rides into the forest. You were trusted here at the castle by all of us. Every moment that I thought you were a friend to me, you were betraying me.
I wasn't.
Every day that I grew more and more to love you, you were mocking me.
It wasn't like that. I cared for you. I still care for you.
You are a liar.
I stayed at your side. When Prince John's men were threatening Nottingham, I could easily have left you.
He throws his head back and laughs, then glances back at her.
You're nothing to me.
So you would rather I was put to death? Lose everything we have ever had or ever could have?
I've lost far more than that already.
Tears well in her eyes. Robin and co. have entered Barnsdale Forest. Little John helps Eleanor once again.
I must rest. I can't run anymore.
We really shouldn't, Your Majesty. The Sheriff's men could be on us at any minute. A few moments, then.
Oh.
She pulls Little John down to her side.
Oh. Robin, you gave up a life of ease to be hunted down like a common outlaw. Strange choice.
It's an easy choice. When the country's being run by corrupt men such as the Sheriff and Prince... I speak out of turn. I'm sorry.
Do you always seek out trouble?
No. Trouble has a habit of finding me.
It's the attraction of excitement. Like the excitement of attraction. What do you say?
Little John.
Oh, yeah.
I like the quiet ones.
Find them! Shh! Find them now! You're a tracker! Track!
Mr. Sheriff.
I can't run anymore.
John.
John goes to protest, but says nothing, and instead picks Eleanor up over his shoulder.
Apologies, Your Majesty.
Oh, please. I'm rather enjoying myself.
Nottingham Castle. Gisborne walks along a gloomy corridor and notices smoke billowing out from under a door.
Arya? Get the door open!
Cinders burn by the door and sheeting's been hung out the window.
She's escaped! Guard! Stop her!
Marion dashes for the door.
Don't stop her!
Get out of my way!
No! The fool!
Gisborne hurls her to the floor.
And wait to be executed.
Oh, I expect you to know when you're beaten. Get out. Get out!
He shoves Alan out of the room.
This isn't a game, Marion. When the Sheriff returns, you are going to die.
Don't you have the courage to finish this yourself? After all my so-called betrayals, you should be glad to do it.
This is not my decision.
Then perhaps it should be. After all, you were the one who professed to love me.
I thought that I knew you.
But this is me. This is who I am, the Night Watchman, everything. You say you love me and you don't know me.
I defended you against the Sheriff countless times, more than you know!
And I deceived the Sheriff to help people, and in so doing, I had to deceive you. And I'm sorry for that. But is it such a crime to follow my heart?
Or the way that I followed mine. And always to your door. Why did you have to put me in this position? Do you even once understand what I was feeling or thinking?
He rises and looks down at her, sprawled out on the floor by a flickering fireplace.
When you left, I thought that I'd lost you for good. Perhaps it would have been better if I had.
He turns and heads out.
We keep heading east!
Robin slows his band at the bottom of a gully. He scans the ridges with uncertainty.
What is it? Why have we stopped?
Mercenaries appear all around and aim their bows down upon them. The Sheriff.
This, my lady, is an ambush. Such a charming scene.
Little John sets Eleanor down.
Thank you, Big Bear. I presume for the right price, Sheriff, you'd be willing to let us go.
No, 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 Your Majesty, you're worth far more to me than jewels.
You do not scare me.
Oh, such spirit, Bring her and kill the rest.
And here, Legrand!
Legrand takes an arrow in the shoulder, but dispatches several men on his way towards the Sheriff. The others join in, felling archers on the ridges. Legrand's hit by another arrow before he can bludgeon the Sheriff, who then stabs him in the gut. Will, Jack, and others appear on the ridge as backup, and the Sheriff moans.
Why is nothing ever simple?
He then faces off with Robin, Little John to Eleanor.
This way.
Get going and stay going.
We're leaving.
Well, come on, Big Bear!
March and Little John fend off a wave of foam. There's an arrow, but the sheriff cuts it down with his sword. The battle rages on, and Eleanor can't help but think.
Stay down!
Little John barks at her mid-fight. Robin catches the sheriff's sword arm and wrenches it back to disarm him. The sheriff scrambles away and throws leaves in Robin's face, but elsewhere, the sheriff's men are losing the battle left, right and centre. Wrestling for the sword, the sheriff bites Robin's arm, but gets a knee to the groin and an uppercut that ends his attack.
Up now!
Eleanor rises from behind a boulder. Little John hurries over to Legrand and takes his hand.
A stronger man I never knew. The Queen.
Legrand.
His eyes widen and then close as he breathes his last. Little John sighs.
Him. I liked.
He lets go of Legrand's hand. Eleanor watches with respect. At Nottingham Castle, Marion's escorted into the courtyard to face the gallows. The sheriff returns, alone, and Gisborne comments...
Treasure prove elusive.
Don't be smug, Gisborne. Where's the night watch when I can feel a hanging coming on? Determined to get something out of today. Ah, Marion! Just in time for a little entertainment. We're going to execute the night watchman.
I am ready.
A hooded figure fires an arrow from the back.
He's the night watchman! He is supposed to be behind bars!
An escape! Get after him!
Gisborne shoots Marion a look and then joins the chase. The figure, dressed as the night watchman, sprints out of the castle, closely followed by several guards. The guards hurry off in the direction they believe he went, and fail to notice a pair of hands gripping onto the edge of a well. When the coast is clear, the figure hauls himself up and removes his disguise. It's Alan Adale. An anxious Marion watches the sheriff pacing until Gisborne returns.
Good news, Gisborne. Only good news. Tell me you have caught him. Tell me you're ready to string him up. Tell me I can have my execution.
He escaped. The night watchman is gone.
You have failed me again.
I will not tolerate incompetence!
There is too much at stake now. Hey, kill them! Last chance, Gisborne.
The sheriff leaves Gisborne wincing in pain and humiliation. Gisborne then paces off, casting a stony glance at Marion as he passes. She's left stunned by the unlikely turn of events. In Sherwood, Robin to Eleanor.
We should follow the road down to the coast. There'll be a boat moored for you at the headlands. Now, Legrand's men will sail you to your friends in Ireland, and then back onto France.
Poor Legrand.
We'll give him a proper burial. Don't worry.
He was a hero. As are you all, thank you. King Richard will know of your bravery and sacrifice in helping me.
Your Majesty.
She kisses Robin's cheeks and then rests her hand on Little John's shoulder before he can go.
Remember your invitation, Big Bear.
She pinches his rear again, and Robin smirks.
My contribution.
Your Majesty, I can't take this.
I'm rich. The poor are poor. Isn't that where you come in?
She handed him a bag of money and now rides her horse away with Legrand's men. Robin and his gang bow respectfully.
Right, lads. Come on.
Little John lingers for a sneaky last glance at the Queen Mother as she's leaving. She catches him watching, and he quickly hurries on.
Come in. Hi.
You're safe.
You did this for me. So, both of you.
Well, what's being chased by angry soldiers between friends, eh?
Burn that. The Night Watchman is no more. You will not get another chance.
I've heard that one before.
Don't think I asked for your opinion. You can go.
Marion hugs Alan.
Thank you. You saved my life.
Alan leaves with his disguise, and Marion turns to Gisborne, who has his back to her.
After everything you said?
You don't know me as well as you think.
Guy.
Will you do something for me now?
Name it.
Stay. And make this place bearable.
I will stay.
She embraces him and kisses his cheek. He smirks and heads for the door.
You know, there's something about Sherwood.
It's home.
Yeah.
Much falls.
Come on. It's nearly sunset. And I know plenty of people who would be very grateful of Queen Eleanor's money.
Sir John! Planning on visiting Aquitaine anytime soon?
Queen Mother fancies you.
Big Bear!
Big Bear!
Don't tell us!
They jump on Little John and wrestle him playfully to the ground. Next time.
Happy birthday, Robin Hood!
Oh, much.
We're surrounded.
Marion, I'm going away.
Where?
The Holy Land. This is what I think it is.
Let's go and kill a king, shall we?
We need to get out of here. Now.
Your Majesty.
Robin of Locksley.
We are going to get King Richard to kill Robin Hood.
Kill the sheriff, and I will reward you.
You have come here to murder your king.
Execute them.
And Robin returns to BBC One in 2 weeks' time. Next tonight, with 55,000 already, can Trish and Seamus continue their winning streak in Who Dares Wins? And Charlie or Tess find out who's making an emergency exit from casualty at 8:50 here on BBC One.